Last Friday, I went to the TSB meeting on the Connected Digital Economy Catapult. And on my blog, you can see a story file that I've done about it. And also, at the time, I did a live blog using Scribble Live, where I collected all the tweets with the hashtag #CDEC. And this audioboo is a sort of summary and some thinking that I've been doing since Friday. And I've been thinking about this a lot. I think it's a really important issue. So I'm going to structure this in two ways. The first thing is a quick, very quick thing on process, and then more stuff on what I think. So the process is interesting. There is an increasing openness in the way that Nick Appleyard, who presented in the morning, and Maurizio Pilu, and it was facilitated by Graham Hitchens, there is an increasing openness in the way that they're dealing with this sort of stuff, which I think is really good. So in the morning, it was fairly conventional presentations of briefing and questions. The questions were recorded by Graham, and we worked on them in the afternoon in a much more open space type session where people self-selected the groups they were in with a bit of direction. But you could create your own group, which you know some of us did, and that was fun. And I think that open sort of discursive style is going to pay benefits. I think it shows increasing confidence of the team in being prepared to do that, and I encourage it greatly. I think it's very, very good and something to be optimistic about. In an area where, in the past, the TSB has been somewhat criticised for sort of doing things all by itself for quite a long time, then, you know, plonking them out into the world, which I don't think is the right way to do it. So I liked it, I enjoyed it, and especially the afternoon sessions. So, what should this catapult be? There was a good bit of discussion on Twitter and in the room about whether it needed to be a place or not, with somebody saying, does it need to be a place in the digital economy in the 21st century? And I think broadly, yes, it does need to be a place. The experience that we've had at the Centre for Creative Collaboration in bringing people to neutral territory and working with them, the place, making a place is very important. But it's not quite as simple as that, is it? Because does it need to be a single place? And the resource they're intending to put into this catapult, you could have a number of places, not a huge number, but you could have a number of places, rather like the RC UK Digital Economy Hubs, I think there are four of those, and the AHRC Creative Economy Hubs, there are four of those. Do we need more places? Could we co-locate some things maybe and try and get them working together? I think that would be interesting to look at. The second thing, and this has a tendency to wind me up, and not just this meeting, but other meetings as well. Every time we talk to policymakers and civil servants in this sort of technology area, we keep being asked about successful examples elsewhere. We're seeing that with the whole Shoreditch, Tech City, Silicon Roundabout thing about trying to create Silicon Valley. And a while ago, I also saw it at a dinner at the RSA talking about next generation access, where somebody very senior was asking what models work in other countries. I think we need to have the confidence to develop our own model. Is the Fraunhofer Institute type structure, does that work for the connected digital economy catapult? I don't think so. Should we know about it? Yeah. Should we model ourselves on it? No, I think we should do our own stuff. I think we should have the confidence to build our own thing that works for us. Another thing that came up, as you might expect, is the vexed question of IPR. And there was some discussion, and I think TSB are going to issue some guidelines. As long as they're guidelines, then they can probably get away with it. But let's not dive down the rabbit hole of IPR. Tell everybody to be grown up. Big companies are anyway, because they've got the money to pay for the advice they need. How about, my suggestion was a support service for SMEs, sponsored by the catapult, that would enable a basis of interaction to be kind of, you know, the fabled level playing field, I suppose. And I mentioned some other issues. So that's IPR. I think we can deal with IPR. Just tell everybody, be grown up. It'll be fine. Right. Other initiatives. We've got the RC UK Digital Economy Hubs, we've got the AHRC Creative Economy Hubs, we've got loads of other things happening all around the country. Let's try and find something in terms of its, I suppose, market positioning that works, that doesn't overlap too much, and that actually enables some gaps, and we look at those gaps. because we know that the innovation happens in the gaps between things. Irene Ng from Warwick made a very strong intervention where she successfully detected that one of the issues that the TSB team has to deal with is this idea of balancing interests, you know, that it's got lots of stakeholders. Her view is that we shouldn't go for the balancing of interests. We should do something radical and actually look for more turbulence in order to avoid mediocrity. In other words, her argument, which I think a number of people in the room thought was valid, is that if you go for the average, then you'll get the average, and we want something exceptional here. Now, so that's about the market itself and the market that the connected digital economy catapult will sit in, where the market dynamics are amazing, aren't they? The speed at which the digital economy is developing. It's not like advanced manufacturing where, making a jet engine or building a power station where you've got multi-year projects. This is a really quick industry. And I felt that the risk of a slow time project in a fast time world is one risk I think the TSB in the CDEC, the CDEC, that's one risk they're going to need to hit head on. And I think we need a vision of the future industrial structure that we can map the CDEC to. In other words, turn it round from how you normally do it. And finally, I think the speed to market is more important than picking winners. And we have a tendency in this country to pick winners. Since the Rothschild report in 1964, that has been shown not to work. It's not what they do in the States, in Silicon Valley. It's not what they do with the models like Y Combinator. So let's not do that. Let's try and find our own path and something new. Anyway, the consultations can continue. You are encouraged to fill in the register of interests form so that they know about you. And then, hey-ho, on we go. And it could be really, really exciting.